The Bush administration's announcement that Guatemala failed demonstrably to make significant efforts in the war on drugs did not come as a big surprise here. U.S. officials here and in Washington have openly voiced their concern over Guatemala's lackluster performance in anti-narcotics work for months now. Guatemala's Foreign Minister Edgar Gutierrez expressed his objection today to Washington's annual certification process. He says the government objects to the decertification mechanism because it is unilateral and violates the principle of equality among nations. Usually, decertification involves a cutoff of nearly all U.S. aid. The Bush administration, however, chose to invoke a waiver of these sanctions for Guatemala, citing national security interests. The decision will help in a nation where nearly 60% of the population lives on less than $2 a day. But despite the waiver, Foreign Minister Gutierrez says the decertification could still have serious consequences for Guatemala's economy. He says decertification has a negative effect on Guatemala's international image and how it is seen by international markets. The U.S. government's principal concern with Guatemala's record on drugs has been a significant drop in drug interdiction in past years and rampant police corruption. But in recent weeks, the Guatemalan government and the U.S. Embassy here have agreed on a plan to strengthen anti-narcotics work. The foreign minister says the plan is already in action and that he expects Guatemala will be recertified within months. For VOA News, this is Catherine Elson in Guatemala City.